Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff is out.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, October 6, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the not-as-creepy clown community, they're all up in arms right now over the bad reputation they're getting. So the clown community of Tucson, Arizona has organized the Clown Lives Matter March. Yep, that's scheduled for October 15th. They even have a flyer out. The flyer says, "This is a peaceful way to show clowns are not psycho killers. We want the public to feel safe and not be afraid, so come out, bring the family, meet a clown, and get a hug." That's what the flyer says. In fact, they're expecting over 100 clowns to show up for this march. Appropriately enough, they'll probably all get out of the same car. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, as Hurricane Matthew looms offshore, making its way towards Florida, we'll bring you the latest information about the storm and what you need to know if you are along Florida's east coast. Also, Hurricane Hannity takes to Twitter last night to blast one of his Fox News Channel co-workers. We'll talk about whether or not it was deserved and what it might mean for the primetime lineup in the near future. And while we're all paying attention to the upcoming election, the UN quietly approved the Paris Climate Treaty. We'll talk briefly about what new terms were added and why they were in so big of a rush. All that, plus later on in today's show, we'll be joined by Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare to talk about the upcoming open enrollment period and some better options you might have. We'll also talk about a few new polls that are hot off the presses, and once Hurricane Matthew passes, where can you go for a nice hot meal? One popular chain will be ready and willing to serve you no matter what. But let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So in the meantime, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Put your email in there. We don't sell it to anybody. The newsletter should come out tonight. I would say tonight. And there's a new article. Robert has a new article about government-assisted scams. You got to read this one. I put it on Twitter. Some of you have already gone there, so check that out. If you want to write for the show, you can write for the website. Send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you posted up there on the website. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We have a lot to get to today, a lot of information to bestow upon you, so hang in there, guys. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance.
It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report, this Thursday edition. A quick little break there. Remember to check out all the old episodes of the show on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. And a big shout-out to everyone listening on RNR Radio, Red Nation Rising Radio, streaming at talkradio.com, and tonight, klrnradio.com. That's midnight Eastern. All right, so Hurricane Matthew, it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be here any minute now if you are in southern Florida, let's say, south of West Palm Beach. It may be too late to go where you need to go. So you got to hunker down. Hope you have lots of water, lots of gasoline, because power will go out. And here on Long Island, when we had Hurricane Sandy in 2012, that was perhaps the worst part of the whole deal for most of us. Now, there was a certain section of Long Island that got very severely flooded. Luckily, it stopped about 100 feet short of where I am right now. But the gasoline issue was huge. See, once the power goes out, there's no way to pump gas. And so you have to make sure you have a full tank of gas. You have some jerry jugs filled up, maybe in the garage, wherever they are. That was a big issue, especially here on Long Island, where we have to get our gas from the big trucks that have to come over the bridges, and they weren't clearing the trucks to come in. They weren't clearing boats into New York Harbor to deliver the petroleum. It was a whole big deal. So hopefully it isn't that big of a deal. You can just drive 30 or 40 miles west in Florida if you have that kind of gas to refill your car. But you have to get out of there. You got to get out of here. Category 4 storm, 140 mile an hour winds. That is nothing to laugh at. This is not being sensationalized by media, by the Weather Channel, by Fox News. This is a real threat. A real threat. Now, for those of you who are in the Midwest who may not understand the caliber of a storm like this, because you're not that familiar with hurricanes like most of us on the East Coast, let me put it into terms that you might understand a little bit better. Imagine an EF 2 to 3 tornado that's 1,000 miles wide that cuts a path of destruction about 600 miles. That's what the people on the east coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and the southern Outer Banks of North Carolina will be dealing with. It's not going to look good. Already in the Caribbean, there's been over 100 deaths between Haiti and the Bahamas and eastern Cuba. This is a very powerful storm, so you have to heed all the warnings. Governor Rick Scott has been doing a good job of getting out in front of this and getting on TV. Now, I don't love him as a public speaker. In fact, I think he's not a very good one. He mispronounces words. He inserts pauses where they shouldn't be. But regardless, he's trying to get people out of harm's way, especially if you're on some of these barrier islands off of Florida's east coast, around the Space Coast and the Treasure Coast, and that whole area. You got to leave. Got to get out of there. There are people that are saying they're going to stay there. Those barrier islands, I mean, they're about, 15 feet above sea level? That's not enough. When you're talking about a storm surge of maybe 7 to 10 feet, that's a large storm surge on top of the waves. So where the water would normally end, where the tide would normally end, now imagine that specific point on the beach being now under 10 feet of water. That's your storm surge. And then how much further out now the water will go and the waves crash. And so if you're on those barrier islands, you have to get out of there. You gotta go. So The last time was a Hurricane Floyd or something that they had on the Georgia coast. I mean, 1999. Georgia doesn't see a lot of these big hurricanes. Most of them either go up north to the Outer Banks or they hit right into Florida. But the difference now is that typically when they go through Florida, they go through the middle of Florida. So you can go north or south of it, or if they go through southern Florida, you can go north of it and you can get out of the way. This thing's going to ride the coast the entire way. And it may even get just a little bit stronger. as it approaches. There's a guy here, Cape Canaveral. His name is John Long. And he said, Hurricane Matthew, no big deal. No big deal. He's going to ride it out in his RV. Do not take his advice. Don't take his advice. That's terrible advice. He's right there by the Indian River. That will flood over. There's no doubt about that. So if you are in Florida and you are listening to me right now, hopefully you are safe and secure. And if you're not, get boogieing. Get boogieing. They have lifted all the tolls on the major roads in Florida. That's a good thing. Get people moving. Nikki Haley, she has in South Carolina the state of emergency. They have turned I-26 into a one-way west road. So all the lanes, all four lanes in both directions are heading west. I don't know how that backs things up when they get to Columbia, but I guess you're better off sitting in traffic in Columbia than sitting in the ocean further closer to the shore. I've been following this thing for a while. You guys know that. I mean, I spent a lot of time of my life living in the Adirondacks, so you become something of a weather nerd when you live in a mountain climate. A lot of people out in the Rockies and the Front Range there, you guys know the old saying, right? If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Well, that's kind of like how it is in the Adirondacks, too. So you spend a lot of time growing up looking at the sky, and this is just not something to fool around with. Just get out of there if you're anywhere near the coast. If you're within 20 miles of the coast, get out of there. Get out of there. And now they're saying it may flip back around. It may do a loop-de-loop and come back around, hopefully as a much, much weaker storm. And then if it gets into the Gulf, who knows? Could be a whole another disaster. So, all right. So that's my Hurricane Matthew update. And the takeaway from that is leave. Get out. Last night, Twitter started lighting up, and it was trending this morning. And I'm not talking about the New York Mets losing to the San Francisco Giants, which trended all night. You know, I couldn't escape that one. But this stuff with Sean Hannity and Megyn Kelly. Now, Sean Hannity put out a tweet, right? And he said, Megyn Kelly, you should be mad at Hillary Clinton. Clearly you support her. And Donald Trump did talk to you. This is after Megyn Kelly had said that Donald Trump won't go on her show because he doesn't want to leave his comfort zone. Well, apparently she doesn't watch much TV outside of her own show because he's been on O'Reilly. He's been on the NBC Nightly News, all the morning shows, CNN. I mean, he makes the rounds in a lot of uncomfortable areas with the liberal media. Megyn Kelly, make no mistake about it, she is in the tank for Hillary. People have been saying this for a long time. And, yeah, she felt a little bit slighted. That debate in August, that primary debate, she felt slighted. She didn't like it. And then Trump calls her a weak journalist and a bimbo and all this. It's just his opinion. And you know what? There are a lot of people on Fox News, and I'm not going to pick on them, but we'll use them as a sampling right here, that don't call themselves journalists. They're hosts. There's a completely different thing. I don't, for a second, consider myself a journalist. I'm a host. That's what I do. Even Hannity says he's not a journalist. He's a host. Megyn Kelly is a lawyer. That's a host. So when she gets offended when Donald Trump says she's not a good journalist, maybe she should just say, well, I'm a television host. But she has been at it with Trump from that day in August, and she had it in for him before that. It was very clear to see that, because she had a big smile on her face. She could not wait to say all of the nasty things that Donald Trump had said about fat Rosie O'Donnell. She couldn't wait. Could not wait to bring it up. But she invites all these Never Trumpers on her show, right? They're always there. And she treats them with kid gloves every single time. She flirts with Michael Moore. I mean, is it so out of the realm to say she's in the tank for Hillary? Seems pretty obvious to a lot of us. In fact, her ratings are showing that. She's number 3 now behind O'Reilly and Hannity. Hannity at 10 o'clock gets better ratings than Megyn Kelly at 9 o'clock. There could be some changes coming to that primetime lineup at Fox News. And maybe she might have to move networks. We'll keep talking about this.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RootsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Megyn Kelly and Sean Hannity. This has been brewing for a while, if you ask me. I don't think there's a whole lot of passion there between these two. I would not be surprised to see Hannity moved into the 9 o'clock slot at some point, as long as it doesn't interfere with his radio gig, because he's killing her in ratings. I mean, he's lambasting her in ratings. But, so she's criticizing Trump for not going on her show. Meanwhile, he's been on that show, and he's done interviews with her, and Hillary Clinton is nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. She brings on the Never Trumpers, she marches them on. She's very cordial with them. She flirts with them. She giggles and laughs with them, right? All the time. But when she brings on someone like Kellyanne Conway or Katrina Pearson, she treats them like second-class citizens. She yells at them. She questions them. She does everything that I guess she was, you know, hoping Lester Holt would do during a debate. I have no doubt she has her eyes on a CNN spot somewhere or something like that. I have no doubt. I think she's wearing thin in the Fox ranks. We knew she was, she kind of held back on the whole Roger Ailes thing until he was sort of, you know, he had one foot on a banana peel there, and then she pushed him again. I, you know, don't think her and Hannity are that good of friends, to be honest with you. You know, someone had tweeted Hannity and said, you should support your co-workers, and he said, yeah, when they stand by me, I'll support them. So that just shows you where they're at with this relationship, and it's no secret that Megyn Kelly is definitely not a Trumper. Not at all. She got her $20 million book deal, and that was all because of the dust-up with Donald Trump. And, you know, typical elitist person, she'll use you and then abandon you. That's pretty typical. These elitists are killing me. Have you seen these ads? These ads that these Hollywood types are putting out? Don Cheadle and all these Paul Rudd and these clowns out in Hollywood, they want to tell you how to vote because they're smarter than you. In fact, most of them are probably less educated than you, to be honest with you. But they know better than you do. you know, if it wasn't for these clowns out in Hollywood and these big elitist types, I don't think that Hillary Clinton would have much support at all. She had a rally, was it yesterday or last night or something? There was like 15 people there. 15 people. Meanwhile, all these polls are showing she's pulling ahead, and I think we have to be worried. I think we have to be worried come Election Day. I think you have to go out and you have to get your red shirt. Get your red shirt. Don't make it a Trump shirt because I won't let you in to vote probably. But just get a red shirt, and we got to show the cameras that Trump has tremendous support. Tremendous. Because I'm terrified of shenanigans. It's going to happen. If you haven't seen your Democrat friends lately, if you haven't been able to contact them, it's probably because they're at the local cemetery taking names off of tombstones. That's probably what they're doing. So they're very busy right now getting all those names and those fake signatures. So or they're just spending a lot of time filling out absentee ballots with their name spelled differently. So they're very busy right now. But we have to make sure that we show the support on Election Day, because I have a very, very bad feeling that something is going to get screwed up here. When you put computers in charge of elections and people like George Soros in charge of companies that have electronic, you know, voting, big problems can arise. Big, big problems. All right. Speaking of big problems, the UN. The UN, they've approved this Paris climate treaty. All going on without any of our knowledge. We're all too worried about who Donald Trump called fat, because that's where mainstream media wants to throw your attention. Who did he call fat? They've approved this Paris climate treaty, and they did it with the European Union. They came in and they voted for it. So it will formally take effect in 30 days. They have the votes needed to ratify this thing. I believe the USA signed it, China signed it, the European Union signed it, and that's all it needed to ratify. And there are some contingency things in here now that they're saying, yeah, for 4 years, you can't get out of this. If you're part of this treaty, you cannot get out of it for 4 years. And they did this because they are terrified that Donald Trump might win. And he has said he would just rip this thing to shreds. He would renegotiate it. It's terrible. It kills the coal company. It kills oil companies, which is what it's supposed to do. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. And so they pushed this thing through. Now, here's how you get out of it. This is how you get out of this treaty. And it's very, very simple. You tell the UN to take a hike. You kick them out of New York City. We don't have to be a part of them. We don't have to keep paying dues for other countries and then be beholden to globalist rule. We don't have to do that. I've said it many times on this show. If I'm the president, I pull us out of the UN. It's the first thing I do. The absolute first thing I do. The globalist agenda, which this is going to kill this country. Absolutely kill it. All right, we'll finish talking about this probably a little bit later, if not tomorrow. Coming up next on the show, we are going to speak with Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. We have open enrollment coming up here, guys, so you have to have another option. If the Obamacare, the Not-So-Affordable Care Act, is not working for you, stay tuned.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We are now joined by Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare and a really good friend of the Rhino Report. Dale, how have you been?
Ryan, doing wonderfully well. Thank you for the invitation today.
It's been, what, about a month since we last spoke? I feel like it's been a lot longer than that. We have to make
that
this
feels
a little
like
regular.
It. That's right. But it's a delight to be chatting with you today.
Absolutely. You know, it just so happens that it's about that time of year again where the dreaded open enrollment period is just about upon us. Another year and another premium increase for the Not-So-Affordable Care Act. Given your long career in healthcare, did you see this coming a mile away?
Well, I did have opportunity to see it from a distance, and it was really at the time of the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010 that it just hit me like a ton of bricks, Ryan, that the average, ordinary, God-fearing American needed to have some way of meeting health care costs without being subject to this kind of oppressive government oversight. And I launched into a research project and launched Liberty HealthShare a couple of years after that to really give the ordinary American opportunity for freedom from health insurance. There's a whole different methodology for meeting health care costs, and it's called health care sharing, and that's what Liberty HealthShare is all about.
How many years have you been personally involved in medical cost sharing?
Well, I started back in the early 90s with the first healthcare sharing organization that was ever launched in modern times, and I was a staff member there from 1990 until 2001. and helped grow the organization to well over 25,000 families when I left. Went into my own administrative company. I launched administering health care plans for employer groups and did that for that decade of the 2000s. And then in 2010, started researching the opportunity for Liberty HealthShare. So I've been 25 years dealing with administering health care arrangements for individuals, and it is just exciting to see this opportunity because we are exempt under the Affordable Care Act. That's what's exciting, Ryan. Liberty mm-hmm. HealthShare is exempt from both the mandates and the fines of the Affordable Care Act. We meet the definition of a healthcare sharing ministry, which just simply means we help each other. That's the basis for our association with one another, mutual aid, mutual assistance, and we're just growing by leaps and bounds.
Now, the Obamacare premiums for a family can go as high as like $4,000, $5,000 a month. It's ridiculous. And this stresses out just a lot of people. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to calm them down. And I want you to explain Liberty HealthShare's very simple sharing structure.
Yeah, we avoid the profit-motivated middleman. We're nonprofit. We share the actual expenses that a member experiences, where we set aside a monthly share amount, is what we call it. It goes into mm-hmm. our online secure account. We call it a share box. And that amount is then matched to another member's actual costs that they've incurred, and we ask a sufficient number of members to share in that. You can message them at the time your money goes to your fellow member with cheer or encouragement or prayer, and we're literally sharing millions of dollars of medical bills every month, but it's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, or $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. On a monthly basis, we're sharing those medical costs among and between ourselves.
Wow. And to those who are starting to think about, listen, I have some pre-existing conditions. We have the open enrollment now. I need that catastrophic coverage. What? How can Liberty HealthShare help people with pre-existing conditions?
We have a particular program. Because there is a dramatic uptick, and in fact, it's almost of epidemic proportions, of chronic conditions among Americans. We just simply ask our members to take responsibility for the care of their health. And for conditions like high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly obesity and smoking, we enroll them in what we call health track. It's an additional $80 above their monthly share amount. It gives them a health coach to help bring lifestyle changes that would impact those conditions. Just think about it for a moment. Those conditions I've ticked off are particularly mm-hmm. responsive to health, to lifestyle differences. What you eat, how you exercise, the stress in your life, the kind of sleep that you get, those kinds of lifestyle changes impact those conditions. So we welcome people not because they're healthy, but because they're health conscious. And that's mm-hmm. really what we're looking for.
So now some people, they hear the term health sharing ministry and they say, you know what, I'm not sure if I qualify because I'm not that religious. What would you tell those people to kind of assuage their concerns?
Yeah, we don't intrude on individual faith choices. We don't ask what church you attend, how frequently, etc. But we do have a set of spiritual and ethical beliefs that form the basis for our sharing community. They're listed on our website. I encourage people to go check it out. But it is just simply the core values that we as the vast majority of Americans agree with, that God gives us our rights, number one, that we can sure. worship as we choose, number two. Number three, we have a spiritual and moral obligation to help others when they're in need. That number four, that we have a spiritual and moral obligation to take care of our bodies. And number five, we have the right to manage, direct, and control our own health care free from government oversight and intrusion. Check those out, and if you can sign off on those kinds of values, you may be our kind of folk.
Sounds good. And people can check those out on libertyhealthshare.org. It takes, like, what, 5 minutes to sign up? It's really, really quick. And if you happen
to
call you guys,
we have an online enrollment form. Just click on it and do it. Absolutely.
Sounds good. We're going to stick with you during the break. And I want to talk a little bit about the growth of Liberty HealthShare over the last 3 or 4 years and just how long medical health sharing has been around. Some people think it's still a new idea, and it's really, really not. It's been around for a long time. So we're going to stick with Dale during the break. He'll be back. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh, baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We're still joined by Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare and a good friend of the show. Always good to have you here, Dale. So we're talking about what health sharing is, and you know, there are people who think that the medical cost sharing model is kind of new and it will never last, which couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, how long has this been around for, and is the industry now actually in a growth period?
Yeah, in its modern form, it began really for the first healthcare sharing ministry organization in 1982. So it's been around as a model in terms of sharing people's medical expenses for well over 30 years. But it really taps into the arrangement that people of faith and values have always engaged in and experienced whenever one of their members or number had a health care expense or a need. The others within the community would just simply join around them, assist them, and help them. It's called mutual aid, mutual assistance. It's what healthcare really used to be, Ryan. It's community-based, people assisting each other in moments of crisis. And we've just simply launched that same principle that's been in place for decades and applied it to healthcare. In fact, frankly, we see it in just the natural urge of neighbors to help one another. And we tap into that DNA of America and apply it to the healthcare costs. So it's really a model that's been in place for decades.
Sure. It's an outstanding premise. How many members does Liberty HealthShare have right now?
We have 30,000 households, which means that's 75,000 individuals. Wow. And we're sharing approximately six. We have the capacity of sharing about $6 million of medical bills every month.
Wow. Is it fair to say that this becomes a very busy time for you guys with the open enrollment?
It is. We have seen dramatic growth over the last 3 years since we launched. The open enrollment period, although we're not subject to the open enrollment because we're exempt from the Affordable Care Act, it is a time that people have been trained, apparently, to think about making healthcare choices. So we're prepared for an incredible upsurge of membership over the next 3 to 4 months. So we expect to probably come close to doubling again in size between now and February.
Wow. Over the last 3 years during your traumatic growth here, have you ever raised your share amount?
No, we haven't, because we really attract, again, health-conscious people. And health-conscious individuals tend to have fewer bills, go to the hospital less, recover more quickly. And the second factor, frankly, is it's our money at stake. We're sharing from our own individual pockets. So that really changes the mentality. It causes people to consider what they're spending for their health care, whether that's a necessary treatment, and look over those treatment plans and expenses that they would incur. So it just changes the cost curve, because it's the individual consumer making those choices, not some third-party bureaucrat.
Yeah, I mean, you really have a stake in the tent when it's your health at stake and it's your money being spent. Absolutely. Now, believe it or not, there are a few people in Canada who are unhappy with their socialized health care.
No.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, Dale. Are they eligible to join Liberty?
Well, thank you, Ryan, for asking that question. We have a number of Canadian citizens that are a part of Liberty HealthShare. So your country of residence is not an issue. We do what we do in an online community. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Hong Kong or Ontario, Canada, or in Chicago. We share those medical expenses and reimburse the providers accordingly. So, people in Canada are certainly eligible to enroll as they agree with our shared values and come and join with us.
Sounds good. Now, we are about 33 days out from possibly the most important presidential election of our lives. Has either candidate embraced the idea of medical cost sharing more than the other?
No, I would not say more than the other. From a political standpoint, obviously recall that under the Affordable Care Act, the ACA was a Democrat idea. There was not one Republican who voted for it. And yet those Democrats recognized that there were people of faith and values who injected a different set and a different approach to meeting health care costs. And so health care sharing under the Affordable Care Act was exempted by a Democrat-controlled Congress. Republicans have embraced it as an arena where people can exercise their freedom. So on both sides of the aisle, there has been acceptance, and we're grateful for that kind of participation from our elected officials. And it's unclear at this juncture, frankly, Ryan, as to what the impact of the next election will have. But we existed prior to the ACA and will exist long after as well.
That's what I was just going to say. It sounds like medical cost sharing and Liberty Health Share in particular is here to stay. Now, finally, I have to get this question in, because you folks are located in Ohio, right? So yeah. I have a question to ask you. Can the Indians take care of the Red Sox?
I missed that. Say that to me again.
Can the Indians take care of the Red Sox?
Oh, yes. Yes, we believe.
Please. Thank you so much, Dale. It's always a pleasure.
We're watching that one carefully.
You got it. All right, guys. Dale Bellis, Liberty HealthShare. We'll be back to finish up today's show. Hang in there, guys.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of today's show. We just spoke with Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, and he told you how you can get out of your nasty Obamacare or not even enroll with it and just go with Liberty and pay so much less money and get good coverage. You can check them out, libertyhealthshare.org online. Takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes to sign up, and he also told us that the Indians will beat the Red Sox, so that is good news there. All right, let's get to some polls. We have Emerson polls. Emerson's okay, not bad. They were good in the primaries, so that's why we keep an eye on them here. Florida, Trump is up one. Nevada, they are tied. Rhode Island, he's getting shellacked by 20 points, which seems a little odd considering he was up by three there, like in the last month. And Arizona, this is the one you're concerned about, minus two in Arizona for Trump. So Clinton wins Arizona by two right now, according to Emerson. Now, it is worth noting that they do take a decent sampling. It's not like some of these national polls where they sample 10% independents and 70% Democrats. No, they take a pretty good sampling. Also worth noting that they're not live caller polls, the Emerson polls. It's an automated voice-responsive system. And they use a 2012 turnout model. So those are the facts here on the Emerson poll. 600 people were surveyed in each of the four states here. Now, Trump wins the independents here by 11 in Nevada and by 6 in Rhode Island. Clinton wins independents by 1 point in Florida and by 5 points in Arizona. All right. Also worth noting in this poll, Jill Stein take 17% of the Sanders voters, those who supported Sanders in the primary in Florida. She takes 16% of those voters in Nevada. She takes 11% of those voters in Rhode Island, and only 3% in Arizona. Most of these Sanders supporters, though, did go to Hillary. She has plus 50% support from those Sanders people across the board. Trump gets 18% of them in Florida. So that is the Emerson polls. Not looking too good there for Trump. You're a little happy about the plus one in Florida and the tie in Nevada. A little concerned about the minus two in Arizona. We'll hope that's a one-off because we've seen him plus eight, plus nine in Arizona recently. All right, Rasmussen, their daily tracking poll. Trump 43, Hillary 41. That's up one from yesterday and up five from Sunday. So he is making some inroads in the Rasmussen poll. Again, Rasmussen generally gives party support for each candidate pretty low, pretty low. They're about 81% from their respective parties. Gary Johnson in the survey has 8%. Stein has 3%. We can kind of take them out of the mix pretty soon on these national polls. Now, this is a rolling average, okay? So what they do is they interview 1,500 people every day, and it's a three-day rolling average of those responses. So the trend is going in Trump's favor in this Rasmussen daily tracking poll. It's kind of like how LA Times does it. Now, the last day of this rolling average did include that vice presidential debate. So we see Trump continue to go up after that debate. This may be the one instance where a VP debate actually moved the needle a little bit. 90% of Democrats are certain of who they're going to vote for at this stage. 83% of Republicans are certain. So, listen, 90% of Democrats, you kind of maxed out there. This gives Trump some room to sway people over who were not certain about him. So that's an actually a pretty encouraging number that he has a lead here with only 83% of his voters saying they're for him already and 90% of Hillary's voters saying they're going for her. Democrats in this survey are more enthusiastic about a one-party rule system in Washington, D.C., just proving that socialism has permeated through the Democrat ranks. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the interview. We'll get to some of the other stuff we didn't get to tomorrow, but as for now, a big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. A huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. If you're in Florida, please be safe. Get out of where you are. Go find high ground. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.